How we doing, everyone? I am making this video today after being numb half the day. Right over. Root canal on number 18. Block didn't get the job done. Little PDLs all around the tooth until, of course, we could get to the point where the dentist could do an intrapulpal injection on all of the pulp of that tooth. And I remembered why I'm the happiest dentist and that person may not be. Man, it's not just the, you know, stress that goes with it. Some of the stuff that you do as a dentist every day causes pain and it causes stress inside you. And you know what it feels like to be on the other end of that. Both sides of that equation are not fun. Whether you're the guy who's in pain because you have pain coming from an inflamed nerve, or whether you're the guy who has pain from a patient who is sitting there with an inflamed nerve. Both sides of that equation are difficult. And most people don't look at the dental side of that. Oh, it's easy for him because he's the one doing the work. I'm the one feeling it over here. But I could put myself in those shoes. I could put myself in the shoes of being stressed out when the patient's uncomfortable. And you're waiting for that patient to jump. And it's just like, this is not fun. I got to find something to do that is less stressful than this. In my life, it was entered the world of sleep apnea, which is stress-free. I mean, we're taking impressions and bite registrations. That's the hard parts of it, and that's not hard. It made it so looking for something that just was a stress-free procedure was pretty cool to begin with. Add on the fact that it added an average of 8 years of life to a patient by treating them, and we got something pretty cool. So if that was it, right, the fact that it's stress-free and you're actually helping somebody's life, that may be enough. But let's also add in the fact that it is the most profitable procedure in dentistry, hands down. And where's the downside to any of this? Well, the hard part for dentists for years has been getting patients, getting paid for these. And this is something that our group, in fact, has mastered over the past few years, where we have taken this to a completely different level. And each person who is involved with this practice is somebody I would consider to be the happiest dentist. In fact, we're going to be doing a series in the Happiest Dentist series just about all the different dentists who are in one situation or were in one situation and now find themselves in a completely different, much better situation. So how does it sound to you? Less stress. Life-changing, life-altering procedure for your patients. Profitable as profitable can be. Are you doing these? Are you doing 20 of these a month? Are you doing more than that per month? Are you doing zero of these per month? And if you are doing zero, how much longer do you want to continue to be that person who we'll call not the happiest dentist in the world? We'll call maybe the most stressed out dentist, dentist with the most back pain, dentist with the most physical limitations, dentist with the highest overhead, dentist with financial restrictions and really leveraged. If any of those sound familiar, check out what's going on with the happiest dentists, because each one of them is busy changing the world. Each one of them is busy being a part of a group that is so freaking amazingly supportive. Check out our new series, Happiest Dentist, and thank you for watching this video. Off for today, Avi Weissvogel for The Happiest Dentist. See you guys tomorrow.